The reauthorization of the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act is getting hammered out in the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. It includes a boost in funding for dealing with juvenile offenders who have drug addiction and mental health problems. But child advocacy groups are also arguing for a new rule requiring that juveniles who've been waived into adult court because of the seriousness of their crime not be held in an adult prison until after they've been convicted. Deirdre Garten of the Governor's Commission on Juvenile Justice says the commission is hoping U.S. Senator Herb Cole will work to keep compromise language in the bill that will leave that decision up to a judge.
The problem is that you have children who nevertheless will be waived into adult court, and it's really important for the judicial discretion that Wisconsin law allows to be maintained in order to handle the more nuanced kinds of cases.
Garten says a dozen other states have similar concerns because, like Wisconsin, they have a legal age of criminal responsibility that is 17 or younger instead of the federal age of 18. Senator Herb Kolb says he's working to assure that the new juvenile justice bill will give all state justice systems guidance and support while respecting their individual policies on juvenile crime. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.